This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, since we are in the last 10 days of Ramadan, these are the blessed days in where the deeds that you do are going to be much, much more rewarding for you than doing those same deeds in any other night or day of the year. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us something very beautiful. The question is, how do you earn praying? How do you earn the reward of praying three full nights in one night? Very simple. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that the one who prays Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha in congregation earns the reward of praying an entire night. For women, if you were to pray them at home, you earn the same reward. The next thing is, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever prays with the Imam until the Imam leaves, he earns the reward of praying an entire night. So when you pray Al-Isha in congregation and then pray Salat al-Tarawih behind the Imam until the Imam concludes the prayer and leaves, then you leave after him, such a person earns the reward of praying the entire night, even though he will not pray the whole night, but he earns the whole reward. So far you've earned two nights of praying these nights. You've earned the reward of two nights praying these nights. And the last one, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the one who prays at night and reads 100 ayat in his salat at night, كُتِبَ لَهُ قُنُوتُ لَيْلَةٍ, it would be registered and recorded for him as though he prayed an entire night. Allahu Akbar. That's earning the reward of praying three nights in one night by praying Salat al-Fajr and Isha in Jama'ah, praying Salat al-Tarawih with the Imam until he leaves the masjid, and then making sure that you have prayed your Salat and 100 ayat have been recited. If the Imam did not recite 100 ayat, then go and pray after Al-Witr at home a few more rak'at to make it 100 ayat for yourself. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability that we're able to do this, especially in these last 10 days, in where the reward will be, as we said, much more increased and much more multiplied, and you'll see it on the Day of Judgment. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, main thing, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us, and we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Innahu wa liyudhalika wa al-qadiru alayhi, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.